God's faithfulness. And I'm taking my text from Joshua 4. So, if we start from Joshua 4, it says, I'll just read a couple of verses, but if we get home, we can go back and read the whole chapter. So, from chapter 1, when all the, so the subheading, I don't know if your Bible has it, but you know those Bibles that will have like small heading on chapters. And this says 12 memorial stones from the Jordan. Now, when all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, take 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight. Then it goes on, and if you go on to six, it says that, you know, that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So this stone shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever. Praise God. Well, where I am from in Nigeria, there's this proverb that we say that if you know how to think, you'll know how to thank. And that's what got me thinking. So after the death of Moses, we know that the children of Israel were now under a new leadership, and it was Joshua. And, you know, obviously before Joshua took over, they had endured so many years in the wilderness, and they must have been looking forward to going to the land God had promised them. Because when God took them out of Egypt, the plan was to take them into their promised land. But obviously, we know how many years they spent in that wilderness. Now, when I started thinking about this, I started thinking about 12 days of retreat and the time we set apart, you know, to hear from God about the year that is coming. And obviously, another one is coming very, very fast. And last year, God said to us that 2019 will be a very, very good year. And I'm sure that's what we're all still standing on. But the reality is that some of us have questions about what the goodness of this year really is. Because this is November, and this is 28th or 27th of November, 28th. And you're thinking, oh, well, in another few more days, we'll be going into retreat again. And God said this year is going to be a very, very good year. But you've not just seen it. But, you know, we keep thinking that, okay, we've left where we were, and God has said this is our promised land this year, and it's going to be a good year. So technically in our heads, we think 2019 is that promised land. But as humans, what we forget is that the way we see things is not the way God sees things. And the way we reason is quite myopic. We tend to reason in the now, and we don't look at the bigger picture. The reason why that is because, I think because we're fickle, we only tend to just concentrate and focus on what is happening right now. But even though you think you have not gotten into that, into the goodness of 2019, the fact that you're sat here is good in itself. Because if God were to open our eyes to see what the enemy intended for us, I'm telling you, I'm sure most of us would have been screaming, 2019 is indeed a good year from January. We have had challenges, we've had battles. But we're only looking at the picture from one angle and not looking at the whole picture. And that's what these children of God did, you know. They forgot that the God that had brought them, you know, through, brought them from Egypt and brought them out and faced, you know, they were faced with an impossibility. There was the Red Sea and there was the Egyptians behind them. And what did God do? God parted that sea for them to walk through. Now, most of us are at that stage. We are forgetting that God that was able to take us through that Red Sea then is still the same God that is today. And he has not changed. So one of the things I wrote down here is that I would like to remind us that if God could take you and I through that difficult situation, then he's able to do it yet again. And the God of the past is still alive and his timing is never off. And on Sunday, whilst we were praying, the women, Mama said, even if, you know, we counted how many days we had left and we're saying about 38 days. And she said, you know what, it's even too much for God. Even 1 minute, if it is still 11:59, December 31st, it's still 2019, and God can come through at any time. So it is not for you to think it's almost over, so that's it. It's not like, you know, when they play the match and it's almost 90 minutes. Well, I don't watch football. But when I'm watching, I'm always thinking, well, it's almost 90 minutes, so it's almost over. But we know that there is always that extra time. God does not even need that extra time at all. 2019 is still here. If he has told us it's a good year, if he has told us it is a very good year, then it will be a very good year. We only just have to wait and remember that if he said it, he will do it. Sorry, I digressed. So when Joshua took over, he called the children of Israel and told them that God was set to do wonders. If we go back to Joshua 3 and read the story, we'll see where Joshua said that to them. And indeed, God performed wonders because he took them through another river. So they had crossed the Red Sea when they left Egypt. And now going into the Promised Land, they had to cross this River Jordan again. And if you read the story, it was not just that it was just River Jordan. The Bible says that at that time, if you go into Joshua 3, verse 16. No, if you go to verse, 15. It says, or we'll go to verse 14. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. So what that tells me is that not only were they facing a river, but they were facing a river that was full. It was the flood season. I mean, just going near that could have drowned them. But yet, God says, step in. And they had to step in. I just want to remind you again that challenge, that river that you're facing, that is meant or that is supposed to drown you, will actually be that thing that will be a memorial point for you at the end of the day, in Jesus' name. Because it was in stepping into the river and in the river parting that God took them over and God told them to pick stones from that river to set up as a memorial for him. Now, after their crossing, you would have thought that, you know, that would be the end of the whole thing and, well, they're on the other side. But God knew that if he didn't tell them to do the next thing, they would once again forget. So what did he ask them to do? He told them to pick up 12 stones and erect a memorial using those stones. And those stones became the stones of remembrance. So that is just where my message is starting. I will finish, Pastor, don't worry. In Deuteronomy 6:12, when God had brought his children out of Egypt, he reminded them not to forget God. And he specifically told them not to forget the God that had brought them out of Egypt. Some of us here, we have had breakthroughs that we know that it was only through the help of God that that thing happened. Some of us know that if God had not stepped in, that situation would have ended us. So we know without a shadow of doubt that it was God at work. Some of us are looking ahead for breakthroughs, but we have forgotten what he did in the past. And we have also forgotten that the Lord God Almighty is our God and he doesn't change. But when you look at these children, you know, God's children, you wonder why they forgot what God had done. Because they saw it all. They saw the sea parting. They were in the wilderness for such a long time. God, even through the wilderness, God was still faithful to them. He provided food for them. He gave them clothes to wear. Seeing all of that, you would imagine that they wouldn't forget. But they forgot because they started fraternizing with other gods. And that is what is happening with most of us today. We haven't forgotten God. It's not that we've forgotten God. But we have put God in a place, and then we're looking at other gods, thinking that that might be the help. For example, social media. I think the harm that social media is doing is way too much, is a lot more than any one of us can even see. People tend to spend all of their time and don't even have time for devotion anymore. Anything that takes your time or anything that takes priority more than God in your life is a god. And that is where most of us are right now. We have not forgotten that God is able to do these things. We have not forgotten that God is powerful to do it. But then we have just lost focus and we're beginning to romance other gods. And that is where this message has come from. Because God wants them in Deuteronomy not to have any other God apart from him. And he told them, do not forget the God that has brought you out of this land. The same thing has happened again. He has taken them to cross the river. But this time around, God said, you know what? I want you guys to erect a memorial. So that, because if you read the whole of Joshua 4, you will see, God didn't say erect that memorial because of me. He said, I want you to erect it because of your children. Because I'm sure I can speak for a few of us here. Maybe my generation. When we were growing up, I think all that I heard was God, God, God. But how many people are passing on that God to their children? God said, erect this memorial because of this generation. Because he's the all-seeing God and he knows. I put here that the purpose of a memorial is always to serve as a reminder that God that did that thing in the past will surely do it again. And remembering God's goodness in the past builds in us confidence for the now and the future. And if God says erect that memorial, it was because he knew what was going to happen in the future. That was why he insisted on it. If we fast forward, you know, to the end of Joshua and we go into Judges. I don't know how many people have read the book of Judges. I have read it and I've read it, and every time I read it, it just terrifies me because it's a book that just shows you how things can go wrong. This was a book about a generation after Joshua's generation. And the Bible says, Joshua died and was buried. And the generation, his generation, so the people that saw the acts of God died. And after that, a generation rose up that did not even know God. That is what Judges is all about. So they kept on doing their own thing. They kept on messing about. There were no kings then. God would raise judges. The judges would stand in place. The judges would die. Some of the judges were even not. I don't even know what to say. But this was a generation that forgot about God completely. And that is my fear for this generation now. What are we passing on to this generation? We know that the Bible was written as a reminder for us too. We know that the Bible was written as a reminder for us too. And I've talked about the book of Judges. And so, when God told them to erect these stones of memorial, it was so that the children will come to know about it and it will be passed on. What exactly are we writing down? What exactly is that memorial we're passing on to our children? What are we telling them about this God that we have seen his acts? Because it is one thing for us to know God, it is another thing for us to pass on that God to this generation. And there is no way we would be able to pass anything down to this generation if we are not remembering and writing them down. Every year, Pastor says, get a journal. Write. Just document. It might not make sense. Just be writing. Eventually, it will make sense. And that is the reality. If we don't write, I am speaking to myself too, because there are times that I stumble on some things that I've written and I'm like, God, when did I write this? Or there are times I stumble on things and I'm like, oh my God, in 2009 you did this. If I didn't write it, I would never have remembered. But I can remember because it's written. And I can sit my children down and say, you know what? In 2009, this and this and this was what God did. And the God that did this and this and this and this in 2009 has done it again. This was what he did in 2011. This was what he did in 2013. This is what he's doing now. And he's able to do more. When you're passing this to the children, you are protecting their generation. Because they would, in turn, go ahead and pass it to their own generation. That was the problem these people had. If you read Judges, I think it's Judges 2, 8 and 10. Judges 2, 8 says, and Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And then if you go to verse 10, it says, all that generation also was gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. So you can imagine, if we let the same thing happen, we are only just risking the future of this generation. And I'm sure we don't want that to happen at all. So I want to implore us that even as we will be preparing for the next retreat, we don't even have to wait for that retreat. I started by saying that if you know how to think, you will know how to think. We can start now. Remember what God has done. Write it down, document it. This is the memorial you pass on to your children. This will be your own stones of memorial that you can pass on. And it doesn't have to be your children. It could just be your family. It could be anything. Because if you go to the end of Joshua 4, that I made the text, God says that if you read from verse 21, it says, and he said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know. Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan for you until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty and that you may fear the Lord your God forever. So it's not only about the children. God wants us to pass on these things until the whole world knows that indeed he is a great and a mighty God. And it is in knowing that that the fear of the Lord is in them. In closing, I have written here that so writing and passing the amazing things God has done in our lives is to remind me that God did do it before. He is mighty and is able to do it again. And I'm writing down these things so that the generation after me are made aware of how mighty God is, and for that generation to carry it on to their own generation as well. I just pray that God will really, really help us to backtrack and remember God's faithfulness over the years and to begin to cultivate the habit of passing on these things to people around us. It doesn't have to be our children. It can be family. What God wants is for the whole world to know that he is indeed a mighty God. And God did not come for one person. That's one thing I want all of us to know. Because if you look at them when they were crossing the river, he held that river open for every single one of them. He did not have any favorites. He did not shut that river until the last person had crossed. So if God could come for one, he came for all of us. So it is not about, I'm the one that knows God and I'm going to keep God to myself. That is not what it is all about. He came for every single one of us. And if he can bless one, then he can bless all of us. That is why he has told us in this house that 2019 is going to be a very good year. If my brothers and my sisters are rejoicing that 2019 has been a good year and I am still waiting, then I know that the God that held that river open for everyone and did not show favoritism to anyone is still able to bless me even before 2019 ends. Praise God.